Now for some news items. We have some news about the natural world with the appearance on the Norfolk coast of the first grey seal pups and the creation of a hedgehog haven. And volunteers are growing veggie patches. The well-publicised environmental activists hold a protest while, on the other hand, fly-tipping is a real problem area. Visitors to a beach in Norfolk have caught a glimpse of the very first grey seal pups of the season. The grey seal pups have been born at Horsey Beach, with volunteer wardens in place to help keep them safe. Peter Ansell, chairman of Friends of Horsey Seals, said the pupping season begins gradually, but by mid-November they start popping out all over the place, with hundreds of pups on the sand. To help keep seals safe, wardens have roped off designated viewing areas. But the group have warned that if people get too close to the pups, it may cause the mother to abandon her pup, leaving it to starve. Friends of Horsey Seals usually conducts a seal count, but could not complete it last season due to COVID-19 restrictions, Mr. Ansell said. When we stopped the count, we were at well over 1,500, he said. We were unable to go down there and complete the count, but going on past history, you could safely say there would be about 2,500 born by the end of the season last year. No problem at all. We expect probably to exceed that total again this year. The season runs until late January.
Drivers out and about in Norwich will now be able to spot new safety signs sporting spiky creatures. Dunsingdale has recently become home to six signs emblazoned with hedgehogs in a bid to increase awareness of the prickly creatures on the roads and prevent any accidents with them. Thorpe St Andrew County Councillor Ian Mackey has led the project following a consultation with people living in the area. Mr Mackey said, "During the pandemic, many people have developed an increased awareness of the natural world around us, none more so than the little wild animals that share our precious planet and enrich our lives. Sadly, we have had a number of hedgehog deaths on our roads, so speaking with locals, we have identified six locations for signage to help raise awareness and to encourage safer driving overall. There will be three signs in Dunsingdale Drive and one each in Yarmouth Road, Eastern Crescent and Hillside Avenue. It comes at the time of year when hedgehogs are often spotted in gardens before they go into hibernation. Ahead of bonfire night, people will be encouraged to check their bonfires for sleeping hedgehogs before lighting them. The British Hedgehog Preservation Society has also warned people that, if possible, the entire pile should be re-sited before being lit.
Plant beds which have been left untouched will be transformed into flourishing veggie patches for the whole city to enjoy, thanks to a new project. Norwich Farmshare is determined that Norwich will one day be buzzing with micro-gardens across the city. And now, the team, made up entirely of volunteers, has been handed a patch of land in Mile Cross, where they'll be growing fruit and veg for local folk. The volunteers have partnered with Mile Cross Library to transform some of the site's disused space. A spokesman at Norwich Farmshare said, "Norwich Farmshare is known for providing a fun and inclusive environment for people to learn about growing food and producing high-quality veg for local people." Two members of the Farmshare team, Phil Howes and Amy Ross, have already helped transform other areas in the city, such as out-of-use space in Heartsease. Around 50 square metres of an unused patch of ground behind St Francis Church is now growing food for local folk.
A new campsite could open on overgrown land beside a city golf course. A change of use planning application has been submitted for the site at Roundwood Bowls and Function Centre in Taverham. Maxine Rushton of Roundwood Limited has lodged plans for an unused space towards the rear of the site in Ringland Road. Two camping areas would provide grass pitches for 14 family-sized tents, as well as three hard-standing pitches suitable for tents or smaller campervans. This space had to be cleared at the start of 2021 after becoming overgrown with vegetation and rubbish. A design and access statement for the application reads, in future, the site will be looking to extend the offering to include permanent camping pods. These will provide all-year-round accommodation for visitors to the area. They will have ensuite facilities and a small kitchenette.
Extinction Rebellion carried out a weekend of action in Norwich ahead of COP26, the UN Climate Change Conference, taking to the streets to raise the alarm and demand action by our leaders. James Graham, a researcher at UEA, said, I take action with Extinction Rebellion because I'm a social scientist and I honestly believe this is the best way to get things done. The niceties and the corridors of power are fundamentally unfit to deliver the changes needed, or they would have delivered them already. So we need to do something different. On Sunday, they met at midday in Chapelfield Gardens, complete with a procession of ghost prams into the city, to highlight the plight of future generations if decisive action is not taken now. Ruth Jenkins, a craftswoman from Norwich, said, we need to change if we're to have a livable world for future generations. Earlier this year, Sir David King, the UK former chief scientific advisor, said, what we do in the next 5 years will determine the future of humanity for the next millennium. Extinction Rebellion believe that the government, local and county councils are failing future generations as they continue to pursue policies of carbon-based growth and neglect the environment and ecosystems. They say that locally, councils and MPs continue to support the building of the Wensum Link Road, as well as dualling the A47 and other new road projects, all of which Extinction Rebellion argues will increase emissions and pollution, as well as destroying vital rare habitat.
Fly tippers have been branded shameful after the perpetrators dumped a van's worth of rubbish on a popular walking route near Norwich. Police launched inquiries into those responsible for the rubble being ditched in St Faith's Road, Old Catton, on Thursday night. Broadland District Councillor Richard Potter, who represents Old Catton and Sproston West, spent several hours going through the trash until he had found enough evidence to trace the waste back to its original owner. Amongst the debris he found, concrete, household waste, toys and an addressed invoice. Mr Potter, who handed the items to the police, has subsequently launched a campaign to increase penalties for those caught fly-tipping. I want to see tougher penalties for those who willfully blight our green spaces. We all care for our countryside, Mr Potter said.